Hello, this is Jim in Texas, and this is podcast number 5, Yet More GPS. Well, thank you, Adrena Thorpe and the PodSafe Music Network for the lovely music, Fly, Fly, Fly. By the way, I went via the PodSafe Music Network to Adrena's homepage, bought her CD. It's some of the best $10 I ever spent on music. This podcast is essentially a follow-on to Podcast 2, A, B, and C, and it's discussing using the KLN-89B GPS to fly instrument approaches in a Cardinal, a Cessna Cardinal RG. If you listen to the other podcast, or just to review, in that podcast, I record flights flying the GPS runway 35 approach to Giddings, Texas. I never have any problem getting the first approach to go correctly. The problem that I have is that when I go around for the first approach, you know, depart the airport, and then try to set up for a second approach, I can't get the GPS to kind of reset and fly an approach the second time. I get very frustrated. And interesting, reading the KLN-89B manual from Honeywell and also the otherwise wonderful book from ZD Publishing on using the KLN-89B, I didn't find any discussion where it addresses the situation of having done a missed approach, gone to the holding, all of that is automatic and works great. How do you get it to do a second approach? I'll cut to the chase. The bottom line for this whole podcast is the following. With the KLN-89B, and I suspect other TSO-129 approved GPSs, after you do your missed approach, and after you go to the holding or you get clear of the airport or otherwise decide you want to do another GPS approach, whether it's the same one or a different one, but you've done a GPS approach, weren't able to land, and now you want to try it again, what you need to do is you need to select Flight Plan 0, which on this GPS unit and most of them is the active flight plan that's being used by the computer. Select Flight Plan 0. Cursor down to the approach that you just flew. It'll be named in there. Now, this is not entirely what you're going to want to do is delete it from your flight plan. You're going to want to delete the old approach from your flight plan. Even if you're going to fly the same one again, it doesn't matter. You need to delete it from your flight plan. In the KLN-89B, like a lot of things, it's not intuitively obvious how to delete it. You can select it and put the cursor over it. What you need to know is that to delete it, you hit the clear button. When you hit the clear button, you'll get a question from the GPS that says, delete this approach. Hit enter, which means yes. The approach will be gone. Now you should be direct back to your destination again. That's the mode you want it in. Now, you follow the procedure that's in your checklist to add the add an approach to an existing flight plan, which is basically what you just did. You go to the Airport 8 page, cycle through the list of approaches, pick the one you want, pick the IF you want to use, hit enter and direct to that IF, and Bob's your uncle. There you go. That's the bottom line for the whole podcast. What this podcast consists of is a recording, or at least the meat of it, is a recording of a flight on the last Sunday in February, I think, with myself and a fellow partner in this airplane, Chris, as my safety pilot. When the recording picks up, we have taken off from Austin Bergstrom Airport and are pretty much in level flight, and we're headed toward Giddings about 30 miles out. I will mention this whole flight went much better than the flight of the Podcast 2 series. I didn't make the bonehead errors that I made before. My safety pilot didn't almost fall through the prop. And in general, I didn't turn the wrong way anytime. In general, the whole flight went much better, much more like what I intended when I started this podcast series as being a flight that could be used as an example of reasonable, if not the best practices, at least reasonably decent practice in flying IFR GPS approaches. After the recording picks up, you'll see it's a very busy day. This is the first good weekend we've had to fly in February here in the Austin area. The approach control frequency is very crowded. Then when we leave the Austin Bergstrom's approach departure control frequency, we're on a Unicom frequency that's shared by two other airports. There will be actually no traffic other than us at our destination, Giddings, Texas. But Giddings is halfway between San Marcos and West Houston airports, which are very busy airports, and you'll hear a lot of radio traffic. I cut as much as I could out, but there's still a lot that's going to be there. You'll hear it a couple of points where we mock the other pilots for sounding silly. It's not that we're mean people. It's just that as pilots, we have an inalienable right to mock other pilots when they sound silly on the radio. In turn, those pilots will later, no doubt, have a chance to mock us when our turn to sound silly comes. We're not trying to be mean. That's just the way we are. You'll hear some sound seeing briefly as we overfly an interesting terrain feature. Then we'll fly the approach to Giddings. It'll go just fine. We'll go around. We'll fly all the way to the holding point, which we didn't do last time. Then you'll hear me delete the approach and re-enter it, and you'll hear that it works. We'll fly a little bit towards the IF the second time, and then the recording will terminate. I will not subject you to the second approach. It went just fine. I won't subject you to the return to Austin. It was interesting, but the thing is this podcast is too long as it is. One other little brief point. I cut out delays and long pauses and extraneous conversations from this podcast. The actual flight took a little bit longer than what you'll hear here. So, let's get started and fly to Giddings.
So, did you go in and manually load the approach? I wasn't watching carefully. You go to
airport 8 page, or I went to the airport 8 page and selected it, and then selected the, I had to reselect this to the IF I wanted to use.
Okay.
And notice it put an I.
Yeah,
which is another sign that's in the approach mode.
Okay.
5 remaining aircraft to be turned to the exterior shortly.
Now I'm up to
119.225 is the weather there. Yeah, ready. I love the track display. You look so you can tell that, for example, we're 8 degrees right of our course and centering up. So I'll just ease it over like about 5 degrees here.
Okay.
Hopefully we'll be able to track it.
You're big on letting the autopilots...
Absolutely. When I'm doing this, I'm practicing like I would really do it. I'm not good enough with this GPS yet to fly it and do this. Now, if I was coming from 100 miles away, that would be different. I could do it. At least the first time.
51, kind of Houston Center, 132.15. Good day.
3215. That'll do 51. Good day.
Colonel 35, well, if you're clear to the east, better service coming. Freaks to change crew. We'll talk to you later.
35 off, thanks.
5-4 Zulu weather, wind 0-5-0 at 6 visibility, 1-0 clear below 1-2,000 temperature, 1-9.
I left the cow flaps open. Oh, I'm going to go ahead and close them. Okay. We still got a lot of driving around to do.
About to pass over Smithville here.
Yep. I've got it in high track mode now. I found that you need to pretty much be tracking it before you engage that, or it'll like turn you 90 degrees and then turn back. And it's real clumsy, but if you're
pretty close,
one thing to the right track, and you can get it over real well.
Have you ever seen the trees over there actually spell a name? Yeah, look out to the left. About your 10 o'clock.
Traffic orbit kilo is turning left face from 135.
I've never seen that before.
Margaret Savick, Winfrey, Kilo is turning left downwind.
So the L is about your 9 o'clock.
He is about your 11 o'clock. We're entering a left downwind, 45 for
Winfrey. Out this big open pasture here.
Oh, good God, yeah. Oh, man, it's huge. I was looking for something small.
Oh, wow. I think I was saying,
Whoa, that's talk about your ego.
That lots of traffic for the on final for one of
Or I guess you don't do that if your last name is like Liebanowski or something.
Yeah.
You
know? Go back to heading mode here. What's your altitude doing? They're coming 200 feet to go.
I've included a picture from Google Earth, a satellite view of the name that Chris has seen in the forest down there. There is a. I'll also provide a link on the show notes to a Google Sightseeing.com forum on this object. One of the posters points out that this is visible from space and has been used by NASA to calibrate the space shuttle's cameras or eyeballs, and that they estimate the size of the letters to be approximately 1,700 feet high. It is certainly a very huge and impressive thing. It spells out the word. I think it's a name. A lot of it's L-U-E-C-K-E, which someone says is a German word for empty space or gap. The settlers in this area were all Germans and Czechoslovakians and other people from Central Europe. So it's not entirely unbelievable to me that this family had a piece of land and decided to clear a big field but leave their name in the cedar and pine forests that exist in this area. Very impressive to see. If you're between Smithville and Austin, you definitely want to look for it. But calibrate your eyes to look for something big because it is very large.
Okay, Baron 14 Sierra, connect off approach 125.32. Good day.
It's in arm mode. It's good.
Okay, so it changes to arm within 30 miles.
Yeah, 139, kind of Houston, 132.15. Good day.
3215, 7739.
Good day. Get back on course here. Got a needle width to the right. What's the vertical profile look like? I'll descend to 2500 when I get close to Boyalu. It's a right turn, left turn on the final.
Send it to Golden Eagle, 318-5900-1050-500.
And look, you can double check.
See
the RW35 there? That's a good sign that it's in the approach mode.
Ah, okay.
As you can see, if it looks, there's at least a couple of pixels there where it's drawing a line all the way to that point.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It knows that, you know, it's telling me that
it's stringing to get things.
Yeah, and also the sensitivity is starting to increase as we get closer.
Okay.
You know, it goes from 1 mile per dot to, like, I forget what it is, like a tenth of a mile per dot when you're on the flight.
Channel 251, climb maintain 1-2000.
Up to 1-2000.
Yeah, it seems like you remember 5 miles end-to-end to 1 mile end-to-end to 0.3.
Yeah, I don't remember the exact schedule, but it's something like that.
Yeah. When we land, we take a look. I think it was in that quick start guide there.
Yeah, it's in this, too.
Chris is correct. When flying a GPS approach with a IFR-approved GPS, the GPS system should go into arm mode if the flight plan includes an instrument approach, as this one did. At 30 nautical miles, the course deviation indicator sensitivity will start to become more sensitive from its normal plus or minus 5 nautical miles for a full-scale course deviation indication. It will gradually scale to plus or minus 0.3 nautical miles at the final approach fix. The final approach fix, of course, being just what it sounds like, the last fix before you either land or go around. I've included a diagram from the KLN-89B manual that illustrates the different points involved in just a generic approach and the approach scheduling. Scheduling behavior is dictated by the FAA and their type standards order number 129, which is what governs the programming and behavior of IFR GPSs.
Yeah, I've always found the nav tracking mode fairly awkward to use on the autopilots. When I flew out to Alpine, it seemed like it just kind of
continually
wandered. It's worked pretty well on ILS, as we'll try it today. But you have to be already kind of like already established, and it'll hold it. If you just it's not smart enough, you just
have to. You can say, you know,
two minutes to the waypoint.
Yeah, is that plenty of time?
2 degrees of direction in here. Getting traffic card on 35 Golf is about 10 miles south, entering the runway 35 GPS approach to Giddings.
Would you mind if I dial the NDB in?
No, not at all.
GPS is on the arm bag.
I've never had much luck with this ADF.
Yes. Communicate anything until it's got a strong signal. I think it's by design. 2.8 miles to go, 1 minute.
Okay,
waypoint.
Haven't heard anybody in the pattern there yet.
No, correct. Made one announcement. 100 feet long, correcting.
Okay, got flashing going on, waypoint light flashing, if you could see that.
Yeah.
You could see that.
I have a hard, tough time seeing that annunciator typically, but.
Yeah, so 078 will be the next heading. Well, 200 feet low. Already beat you to it. Oh, okay. 079, there we
go. I see you, Echo Charlie.
Well, just above you.
I know.
That's why I only descended up to 4,000 feet.
Yeah, Mark, traffic moves. I descended up to 4,000, but I suspect he speaks just two languages a lot better than I speak my one.
Do you want to land ahead of me?
Okay, where are we now? 3 miles to go. It'll be basically a 90-degree left turn to 348.
Hey, Echo Charlie, do you want me to land ahead of you?
Which runway are you using?
I think somebody's soloing on 35.
Let me check 8 is.
Well, 8 looks like the better runway.
Come on, you people are pilots. Stop talking. Start landing.
Yeah, there you go.
Traffic, 4-bit kilos solo, left downwind for runway 35.
He's a solo student. That's the only runway he knows.
San Marcos traffic, Skyhawk 150 kilos, turning left base for runway 35, San Marcos.
Well, that's good. I see Fayette right off the, almost off the right
side. 135.
I had it tracking real well, and it just got blown off course, but maybe she's getting more. But there we go. Direct to track. Correcting back now. Should get the turn indication momentarily.
This is San Marcos traffic.
Final for runway 35, San Marcos.
Descend to 2,000. Take off a couple inches of gas here.
San Marcos traffic, 4-bit kilo solo, turning left face, runway 35.
Actually, his radio is pretty good for a solo student. You would know he's a solo student.
This is San Marcos traffic, Skyline 428, Echo Charlie, 4 miles.
Sounding more screwed up than the rest of us.
Bound for 35, both traffic, San Marcos.
Okay. I configure the final approach fix. Descend to 1,000 feet. I got the altimeter set. Looks like I overshot the turn point slightly, so I keep the turn up.
Looking for traffic.
San Marcos traffic, 4-bit kilo is on final.
We're going to call here. Giddings traffic, Cardinal 35 Golf, 10-mile final, runway 35 Giddings. I'm going to 2,000.
I've got you.
Going up to 2,000.
I think 1-1 with the kilo, turning left crosswind from 35, 10 Marcus.
Coming with a little gas here at whole level until we get to the...
Yeah, we haven't heard any other traffic calls here in Giddings, have we?
No, there's no traffic. Hardly.
San Marcos traffic, Skyhawk 5-4%, 2.5 miles to the west.
And half a mile to the turn point, a little bit left course, correct?
I have traffic in sight.
Looking good.
San Marcos traffic, Skyhawk 1, Victor Kilo is on the left downwind for runway 35.
Yeah, we have the traffic.
San Marcos traffic, Skyline 428, Echo Charlie, turning base.
You're going to land,
you're
going to
miss.
I'm going to go miss.
Okay. Go missed my pig pen.
San Marcos traffic, 4-bit kilo solo, turning left crosswind, runway 35.
Giddings traffic, Cardinal 35 Golf, 5-mile final, 35 Giddings low approach.
Green light on the gear.
Starting fine on the K5.
Go down to 20 degrees of flaps.
And Scott.
Looking for 1,000 feet, 2.5 miles to go.
Hey, the traffic pattern looks clear. I haven't seen or heard anybody.
Finish traffic, Cardinal 35 Golf, 2 mile final, 35 low approach getting. Disengaging the autopilot. I think my heading is off. Yeah, it is. So I'm not going to worry about that right
now. And San Marcos traffic off Orta Kilo Solo is turning left base.
Okay,
435 behind the...
Jump left, gear down, props coming in. Mixers coming in. Still don't see anything. Holding 1,000 feet. 1.3 miles to go.
Okay, traffic pattern still clear. I think everything's looking good, Jim.
Okay.
San Marcos, 654 Quebec, turning left base. Runway, please.
Still not seeing anything.
San Marcos.
Still not seeing anything. Not seeing a thing. Four tenths of a mile. I can't stand it anymore.
San Marcos traffic, 4 kilo solo on the 35.
Flaps 10.
San Marcos traffic, 6450 up on the 45 to downwind for left.
Getting traffic, Cardinal 35 Golf, low approach 35, getting going north to hold. Okay, now this time 130 kilo will be departing to the north, San Marcos.
What do we say?
Okay, so what do you do? Just press direct or
direct and head 2 tenths selected. I think if there had been another waypoint, it would have, you know, put that in there.
Okay.
354. Okay, I can do that. Let me set this compass gun off.
If you listen to the earlier podcast in this series, you may recall that when I practice it with this with Bo, I forgot which button to push. What happens is the GPS stops sequencing when you arrive at the missed approach point, which in this case, as in most, is right over the runway. What you have to do with the KLN-89 is hit the direct key. It'll show you the holding point or the point you, or the next point you should go to fly the missed approach, to be more precise, which is P-pins in this case. Then you just hit enter, and it'll start sequencing again and take you to P-pins. So that's what I'm talking about here, just as I start my go-around.
That thing, DG seemed to be processing a bit.
It usually is really good, and I always got off pretty far there, just got a little short flight.
Yeah, I noticed that today, too, when I was flying.
Okay, we're going up to market traffic. 6450 Alpha is about 2 miles out.
Gear up.
The downwind, entering the downwind for runway 8, full flight.
Okay.
Thank God we didn't go to San Marcos to do it.
San Marcos traffic, over to
I like getting. It's quiet.
Oh, this is great. Come out here more.
No, I'm befuddled enough trying to get the stuff to work. Limit on the flaps. I'll do one turn and holding.
Up. Yeah, Alpha turning final, runway 8. San Marcos.
Let me point out, I am actually flying just the old-fashioned way right now.
Hands on control?
I'm actually controlling the airplane myself. Sometimes it's just easier.
Yeah, I'm kind of about 50-50. I find that I end up worrying too much about what the autopilot's going to do.
Well,
I'm set up for GPS. I've got to be on autopilot. I'm going to do it a little bit at a time. That'd be one thing. But when you only got a few minutes to get it right, the autopilot's a lifesaver. And I'm not ashamed. I mean, all these new airplanes, good grief, this air basically almost doesn't need a stick. They always fly that stuff on autopilot. Get back on a better track here.
Okay, I'm not seeing any traffic. I'm not doing a great job as safety pilot, and just nobody's out here.
If required, select OBS, okay? I will.
I'm quoting a message from the GPS, the one that says, if required, set OBS. The GPS has two modes, and it's critical that the IFR pilot understand the two modes. These are in all TSO-129 GPSs, which is all most general aviation GPSs. The normal mode where you fly from point A to point B is called leg mode, where in this little mind the GPS draws a line between these two points and gives you the arrow from the left to right of that point and how far you have to go to it. That's the leg mode. The other mode is called Omni Bearing Selector, and what that mode does is instead of computing the track, the desired track as being between two points, the desired track becomes a polar coordinate system with the selected waypoint in the center of the polar system, and the desired track being selected by rotating the Omni Bearing Selector ring on the course deviation indicator, which behaves just exactly like a VOR. So basically, the GPS at 4 nautical miles to go from any point that could involve a course reversal, that is a holding pattern or a procedure turn, it's going to give you this option or reminder to go into OBS, because that's generally what you want to do if you have a holding pattern or a procedure turn to fly. And we'll talk about that. You'll hear us talking about it now.
I see now, instead of leg, you've actually got the...
Yeah, it said. It gave me a reminder. You said set OBS. So, it immediately centered up on whatever I had there. Look, does it change? Yeah, see, it does change if you move that, I think. Yeah, see? So we'll put it back on 3.
It's perfect. Charlie Alpha, turning downwind, 3-3. That's just perfect.
Altitude control down to lunch.
Well, I'm not the only person who does that. This plane is so slippery, it's tough to keep it from climbing.
Yeah, it's a high-performance airplane, no question about it. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to keep this needle centered until I get, like, 3 or 4 miles from the point. So I'm just going to turn around, center, and back up.
Just fly back. Going to do a.
I'm going to basically. What it's going to basically be is sort of a parallel or pure drop entry. I'm just going to go ahead and fly the reciprocal out here. Then I'll turn around and fly back to the point, and then
okay.
Then I would be in the holding pattern at that point.
I'll be curious to see how this works in this OBS mode.
Reading that right, is that right? Yeah, 358 is the outbound heading.
Wondering if you twisted if that line twists.
Yes, it does. I've already seen it.
Sweet.
Yeah, look, let's turn it over here.
Oh, man, that is just too cool.
It takes a little bit of lag. It seems to take a second, you know, to figure out what's happening.
Okay, so you're basically on the fix at this point.
Yeah, just passing it.
Okay, so that line that's drawing is actually swinging around the point as we originally thought.
Yeah, in other words, that line goes 358 and 178 to the point. So we've passed it by a mile now. I'm going to get a little lower, get some lower. Or altitude here. Now about 3 miles.
Thanks for letting me know. Why don't you head and get on off then?
Just keep the little airplane on top of that line. I think it's going to work fine.
Okay, I'm going to touch the hotel tango. Turn at final runway 8 behind the jackass on.
I'll put it back on autopilot for a second here. Okay, that's 4 miles, so what I'll do is I'll just do a 180 to this protected side. Actually, it'll be more like a 180 plus 30.
Looks like the CDI is truly working, just like a virtual VOR from
PTSO. I'm going to change this to 178. Notice it flipped over to 2. Back pressure, how's my airspeed? Oh, I got too much, really. I can power quite a bit. turning? That's a better holding speed.
San Marcos, traffic, 9050, Hotel Tango, turn left downwind, 08, catch it, go San Marcos.
Yeah, I had a good swing at F-11, spun out of a holding pattern just like this. Because they were trying to save gas, and they kept going slower and slower, and they wanted to turn.
They got to the
point. When they started to turn, it took a blow of stall
speed.
I mean, we don't have that option, so we better not do that.
Yeah, well, I guess if you're going to try to fly a plane a couple knots above the stall speed, you better be pretty confident.
No, every time he did a turn, he was just creeping the throttle back because he didn't want to divert.
Uh-huh.
And it just, you know, it just creeped it a little too much. Okay, now I'll turn back to 358.
Mary Aviation, San Marcos, 8-2, Whiskey 1.
I should thought about applying to a job with Barry if I ever use my multi-engine rating.
Be on ground here in about 10 minutes, and I can't afford to top us out on the fuel. Could y'all have a fuel truck over there, please?
We only make 18,000 a year.
We're going to be on ground about 10 minutes. I need a fuel truck, please. Top us out, outboards and inboards.
That altitude hold sure is getting cranky, isn't it?
Yeah, it's almost an altitude kind of reminder, isn't it? Okay, now what I'm going to do is delete the approach. Just change to runway 35, IAF, Poyulu, add to flight 0. Place existing approach, yes. Altitude, yeah, but I don't think it's in approach mode.
Does it try to
trying to take me straight back. So, let's try that again. Delete the approach, which is what I said I was going to do before.
Clear.
Not hit. Enter.
Get out of your way, bring down.
Forgotten about that we were doing that approach. So now, I can go over to
Hotel Tango, running final 08, hold up.
That's it. I can go to activate. Airport 8.
That's kind of a pain in the butt, isn't it?
Cursor, GPS 35, enter, OU, at the flight plan 0. OU, direct, enter. Bingo. We're there now. Gotta be. 173, okay. Pretty sloppy, but I'm getting the procedure down, I think. ROI is on. Look, just drawing the approach again.
Okay.
So, the key to success is when you get there in that holding pattern somewhere, you've got to delete the old approach that gets about it.
You delete it from a flight plan?
Yeah, gotta do this procedure right here. Okay. Deleting an approach checklist. Delete that approach. I think that's, for me, I think there's probably, like a lot of things, you know, there's probably more than one way to do it. But that clearly works.
Now, one reasonable way to do it, that's about all you need, right?
Yeah. God help me if I ever have to do that in IFR, but, you know.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed because that sure seems like a lot of work.
Oh, this is a first-generation GPS. I think with the newer ones, there's a little bit less to it. They're a little smarter. I mean, following up here, I've done it several times. I've gone up here, and it's never gotten. I've always had trouble with it because I've never actually deleted the approach. You know, I've picked direct to the IAF and direct here and there. And it still gets confused about what it wants to do.
Yeah, it never doesn't read minds very well to say.
Yeah, it's not very telepathic.
King Harry 2 with you on a turn of 4 miles off, right, close up.
11.9 miles to go.
Yeah, that guy's got the pilot voice down.
Yeah,
I've smoked 2 packs a day for the last 2 years. I've got gravel.
We're just having traffic at 5-7 Echo. It's about 3 miles off the field to the north. 5-7 Echo.
King 82 is your mark off the file.
Sounds like Carmen's grandpa. This is the tough part of flying these GPS approaches is his legs are so long. Spend a lot of time getting from point to point.
Yeah, that's why I haven't. This is why this is the first time I've ever driven all the way out to deep ends on this. Because it is so you do turn it into a cross country to do that.
Yeah, well, you're basically covering what 20 or 30 miles to get back from deep ends to Boileau.
Yeah. Just do the ILS at Bergstrom, do a missed approach, and then Becker, you're back here, and you're going to fly a while. It's going to be a while. Same briefing as last time.
Okay.
Same altitudes.
Okay.
Hopefully this time I'll see the airport in time to land.
San Marcos traffic back, think that 57 Echo is pulling away from the airport to the west. Can I loop back around for a pattern of one?
What is she babbling about? Something about going away to the airport or
going away to the west and looping back around? And, I don't know.
West Houston traffic,
07-8.
Well, that's the end of the recording. We do fly a second approach. It goes just fine, just pretty much identical to the one you did here. Go back. We fly a really nice and fun ILS to Bergstrom, where we see our friend Victoria, who has a beautiful Mooney lands right behind us. And that's really about all there is to say. If you didn't get to this through my blog entry, I want to mention that I will put some links and diagrams up to provide the visual representations of the devices we're using and some illustrations from the owner's manual and a link to the actual approach chart itself. So if you want to see my blog and where my podcasts originate, it's Gray Raven, Gray with an A, GRAYRAVN, grayraven.com/Jim in like November, Texas, Jim in Texas. You can do that all lowercase, and it'll direct you to the right place. Or you can go to Podcast Pickle and just ask for Podcast 10182. In any case, thank you so much for listening to this podcast and bearing with me. It did run a little long, but I like Adrena Thorpe so much, I'm going to go ahead and stick her song in here one more time before we turn it off altogether. Thank you, and have a great flying day.